give noise, actually.
Yeah, who is in a meeting hall? What is that? That looks
is the meeting leader on the line? From that end? Because there's tons of noise problems and people who can't hear.
Hello, sir. This is your brother.
Yeah. We seem to have some noisy connections.
Sure, no problem. I'll try and reduce some for you, add some volume.
Given that we've got lots of people on short time frames, is there a reason that we can't start? Yeah, I would like to know. Jose, you're on.
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Welcome very much to our first telephone conference with you. And Carlos, you're here too? Carlos?
Yeah. Very bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hope we can fix that problem. But, well, first of all, to everyone, a Happy New Year. And I very much like to welcome our new members, Jose and Carlos. And, well, so we start to work together now. Very welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Sigmund, you're here?
Yes,
I'm here. Said he cannot be. Hong is here. Siavash? Vittorio?
We're up here.
Pierre? Clément? No. Alice?
We're still looking. We're still working on Alice.
With Alice, what is about John? Can someone try to call John or... what was last time the problem? Wake him up? Alice said he cannot attend. Wendy? Yes. All right. So, then we have to get hold of Alice and John. Meanwhile, I will just say there is the proposal to shorten this telephone conference, which I think is nice. So we should try to get through within 1.5 hours. So is that fine with you, Jacqueline, for attending the funeral?
Yeah.
Is it enough then?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going on before and after my transfer comes in.
Okay.
You just put the, if you just put the urgent and important things, you know, prioritize.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, while Nick and other people are trying to get on, Alice and John. Well, is there someone, I don't know about John. Is there some, do we have a different number of John?
Is John one we're calling or is he calling in?
I don't know.
Call looked from the list as though he thought the call was yesterday and tried to join then.
But whatever is the case, we should try to call him. Even if he normally calls in.
So who is not present at the moment? John and Izumi
Alice.
And Alice.
Izumi is
Izumi said he won't be able to join.
Right. Ellen and Izumi.
Hello? It's terrible noise in the background. Is someone in the train hall, main hall? Oh my God.
Yeah. This is your operator. Just to let you know, it was Mr. Banjunu and Carlos Atire's lines that were causing the echo, so I've muted them for the moment, so when you want their feedback, just let me know, and I'll open the lines back up.
Oh, okay,
great, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. It was Carlos and who? Jose?
Yeah.
And Pierre.
And Pierre. John. Okay.
John is meant to be calling in, by the way.
Well, does someone call him?
Yes.
Nick?
He actually called in yesterday, one day early.
Yeah, I know. I wrote him a letter saying he's on the wrong day, but he wanted to be there today.
Do I even have a number for John? I do not.
Does someone have a number from John?
He will find it and call us. Shall we get started?
Yes. No, I would just like to have someone call him. Do you have his number?
No.
It's not under his emails.
Nick,
Susie's emailing him to see if he's online.
And also, I mean, it cannot be that hard to find out his number. Susie, could you try to do that? Just parallel. And so we're trying to get on Alice and John parallel. Okay.
John's telephone number is not in his signature, just so you know.
No, yeah, it's not. I just looked up. Yeah,
he lives
not.
Somewhere, and, you know, I guess he has a public card. Okay, let's get started. But I still would like to at least have someone try to call him.
Okay? If we can find a number or anyone has one, we certainly will.
Okay. Good. Vittorio, so we just start off quickly with the report of the liaison. Vittorio, you already sent an info?
Yeah. I mean, if anyone has questions otherwise, I think we can do with the report I posted to the mailing list.
Yeah.
Yes, and my question is, what on earth in there is confidential?
Pardon?
What is confidential about anything that you said? It seems innocuous and benign, and I see no reason for the confidentiality notice that was included with it.
Yeah, I think that there's nothing particularly confidential. So basically, I also reported more or less everything that happened, with one thing excluded, which is something about a lawsuit about ICANN, which I've been told I should not report. And about that, I mean, about what's in the report, I don't think that there's anything too confidential, but at the same time, I think it would be better not to spread it too much if you really don't need to. So just not to upset people with my first report.
Okay. I would tend to set the default in the other direction, that things are not confidential unless there's a good reason to keep them that way. Otherwise, we're just perpetuating the ICANN's silly closure once again.
Yeah, and actually, there'll be some discussion.
I'd be interested in knowing more about the lawsuit.
Yeah, there's also been some discussion. I mean, after I sent the report in the last few days, there's been a thread on the board list about minutes, and some people wanted to open again the discussion on whether board minutes are efficient or not, but it seems that whether the way minutes are done contains sufficient information or not. And in the end, they just, yeah, minutes. In the end, the opinion was that they just changed the format, so it seems that just before Sao Paulo, the old board decided to change the way minutes are done, and so they want to give it a try and maybe at least more reevaluate whether that's enough or not.
I would certainly concur that minutes in the past have been entirely useless for containing no information.
Often they wouldn't even post them. So,
I would like to go on, and if there is nothing urgent, I think we could discuss that also on the list, this issue. And I think, Vittorio, you as our new liaison, one important role you have is that you might also indicate what might be important issues to the ALAC this year. So do you have any new, idea of something?
I think that, of course, there's not been a lot of activity given that it was Christmas. And
I just wanted to know, so just in general, it would be good if you just get an idea of something, just react immediately to us.
Yeah. When one thing that I might add, because it's another thing that came up in the weekend, basically, is that there's a thread started on the ownership of IP addresses, because there's a case with Erin being sued over the fact that the IP addresses are owned by the person who uses or the entity who uses them rather than Erin itself. And so, well, there might be something about this in Lisbon, so there are some people suggested that there should be a workshop or something to discuss the matter in Lisbon.
Okay, that is interesting. Yeah, we can put that also later on the issues we want to, you know, study on or do workshop or prepare meetings. Well, thank you, Vittorio. DNSO, Alan is not here and Brett is not here. I was asking Brett for a summary he promised in Paolo. Unfortunately, this does not work out yet. So I will just continue and ask him again for intros. Does anyone else have any information on DNSO? No. Then IDN. Hong sent in an info. Hong, you want to add up anything on that?
Well, I sent a report on development in the DNSO IDN working group. I don't want to repeat that part. For the President's Advisory Committee, there's no action in this period. So okay. It's very quiet for the President's Advisory Committee. If anyone has a question, I'm happy to answer. If there's no question, I assume we save some time for other important issues.
All right. So we can go over to who is. Wendy?
Basically, the committee is in the same position that it was in Sao Paulo and before, and the report and call for public comment is out and invites public comment.
Is there an action we should take or you would propose us what to do? I just listed the what Brett sent out, the call by DNSO for submitting comments, and it's until the 15th of January, so it's not much time.
Yes, I think we should call for the abolition of who is, and I plan personally to put in a comment to that effect. But given that that position will go nowhere, I will also suggest some comments to add privacy options to support the operational point of contact proposal.
I think the who is issue is also a very important issue for the regional at large structures. So is there a possibility that you could send out a little information and also a link to this comments page, the website?
Pending time constraints.
Excuse me?
Especially if this conference call ends quickly.
Yeah, could you, I'm just asking, could you do it?
Especially if it's, yes, assuming that I can make the time for it, yes.
Okay. Good. CCNSO, we got the positive news finally that at least TMI's got a CC that he will be included in the email list. But that's all action you heard of, right, Siavas?
Right, that's the only thing I heard. I got this email yesterday.
Oh, wow,
it
congratulations. Okay, so we don't have any further information on that one, right?
Right.
Okay. Pierre? PSC?
Louis, can you unmute Pierre?
Oh, yeah.
I've got to say he's unmuted.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, very clearly.
Okay, well, there's not much to say as far as the PSEC is concerned, because nothing has happened since the last ICANN meeting. But of course, the idea was that we would be able to submit a report before the meeting in Lisbon. But then nothing has happened, so there's nothing much to report on.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, so we can go over to the list. Love is the minutes. I think that was a very good proposal by Jacqueline. Always have the minutes, the approval of the minutes right at the beginning. But now we're in fact talking about minutes which are 2 months old, so my proposal was just say, okay, we acknowledge that they are there, but we don't confirm them in this case because, well, we actually did have some discussion already in San Paulo, right?
Yeah, the minutes for November came out just before the ALAC meetings in Sao Paulo, and I haven't received any comments on those minutes, which may simply be because people were busy with Sao Paulo and then the holidays.
Where can we find them now? I was looking, trying to find them.
Social text?
Is it where is social text?
Under meetings and... Hold on, let me see. I'm actually on there.
Yeah, tell me where it is, because I looked under meetings and I couldn't...
Is it at all possible for the minutes to include even... one sentence summaries of the substance of the discussion as opposed to simply the subject of it. I wasn't at that meeting, but the minutes are of no use to me in figuring out what was discussed. Sorry.
Under Savash, well, before I answer Wendy's question, Savash, if you look under meeting notes, 2006, November 2006, you will find that the draft, the minutes are there.
Okay.
Pardon me for coughing. Wendy, of course, I'm happy to elaborate somewhat, if you like. This was my first go-round with the minutes.
And I don't want to be creating extra work.
That's all right.
But,
unless you want a novel, it should be okay. Well, I imagine you don't.
Simply a note indicating what positions were taken or
Okay, that is an advice for the future. And for the future advice, I think it would be useful to get them right away, you know. So sometimes it's not possible to send it the same day, but I think within 3 days should be the normal, deadline for just, it shouldn't be a whole report of the whole, I mean, not a quotation thing, but, you know, just a essential...
All I would say is if we could, you know, I don't mind trying for 3 days, but if we can be sensitive to the fact that, you know, if there's an ICANN meeting and the minutes encompass several ALAC meetings over the ICANN meeting and we're all going home and there's other things going on, it might be a little longer. In those circumstances. But the teleconference minutes, yes, we can make sure that they are done much faster.
You know, just
I take your point.
As quick as possible, normally within 3 days, and if there's an exceptional whatever, you know, then it's just an exception. Could we also agree on that after that, because now there has been a change of our, you know, presentation in the public, we also have to discuss that later a little bit, but... how do we deal with the fact, normally we put the minutes in the wiki, in the ICANN wiki, and it also helps, you know, to make our work more transparent. How do we deal with that now? Any proposals? I mean, do we just put the wiki, the minutes then back into the ICANN wiki after we approve them? Is that a possibility?
Well, one thing I'd like to ask in relation to this is the meetings for the December... the minutes for the December meetings were taken by several of us, and they are all on the internal wiki at the moment. And may I just ask that if you all haven't looked at them yet, can you look, and if there's anything to add, say, over the course of the next week, go ahead and add them. And then after a week, if this is okay with all of you, I will compile them all into one document so that they can be posted for the public on alec.icann.org and wherever else you would like them to be posted.
Yeah.
No, this is the Sao Paulo meeting notes you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Actually, I found something there, and I already got back to John because he took the minutes that was the minutes of concerning our website, running the website. I remember that we had a discussion on that we would like to, at least for an interim period of time, for the transition period, hire Gene until, you know, something like summertime. To keep the website on and updated. So he said, yes, he remembers that too, but he did not put it clearly in his minutes. So
well,
there could be one-tenth of the minutes there.
And don't forget that you all have editing privileges, so the summary, the notes that you see there, you feel free to add and change them to reflect your understanding if it's okay, any time in the next week, and then at the end of the week, I'll send out notes saying, okay, I'm compiling them all into one thing so we can post them.
Okay. Does everyone remember it the same way like I and John do?
I do.
All right. Any objections? Okay. Good. So, just to summarize, yes, we will try to get the minutes after a telephone conference right away, and we will put them in the social text first, and then when it's done and we think, yes, it's fine now, we put it in the ICANN wiki. Is that the agreement?
Yes.
All right. No objections? Okay.
So should I just go ahead, just to close this thing up, for the November minutes, should I go ahead and post those now?
No, I would just say, you can post them, they are there anyhow in the social wiki, but I would just say, we're not working on those. I would make some changes, but I think it's too much work for what is the point. It is 2 months old, it has been the preparation. So we just say, well, we acknowledge, but we don't confirm. We take note of it.
Okay, well, I can put some note at the top saying draft or whatever.
Yeah, right. So we could move on to the next point, implementation of minimum participation.
Could I make a suggestion? It would be nice to send a note by email saying, telling us what the deadline is for making changes in the wiki.
Sure. Yeah, as soon as we post them there, we'll send a note around saying they're up now, so comment before X date or whatever.
Okay, what is the time? Deadline?
Is a week enough?
Yeah. That's fine. Fine? Good. So, the sad story of implementation of minimum participation criteria, you all know I sent an email to Clément, and actually I thought that is a nice way to ask him himself to just check if he applied to the minimum participation criteria. He did not answer me at all. Pierre just said, well, maybe we could Pierre on again so that he can talk. Pierre, you're back on?
Hello?
Yes, great. I'm just talking about the...
Yeah, I heard you. I've always been there, but the only one difference is that I'm muted and buried.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, thanks.
But it's okay.
So you have, unfortunately, no new news on that. This is why I...
I have no feedback from Clément.
Yes.
I tried to call, but I was not successful. So I don't know, but I actually sent him a note, and we were trying to find out, what is his position. And I think the intention was for him to either step down on his own or whatever explain, whatever reason he had there. But it hasn't happened so far, so, there's nothing much I can say.
Right. Well, so as the ALEC asked me already in autumn last year, to take steps, I think we have to apply these criteria now, and staff already developed what they have access to right away. This is not, Jacqueline just pointed out, of course, there were not just two meetings there, but this was the meetings Susie and Nick had access to, if I understood that right, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, I could go and ask Michael Evans, you know, if he came, but it's easier just to ask all of you, because some of you were there, so.
So I actually found out, I have no idea, I probably never met Clément, so it must
no.
be. You know,
I haven't, which means that he wasn't in Vancouver, Wellington, Marrakesh.
You guys have been talking with a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Right.
So, has anyone, when was the last meeting anyone actually saw him at? Or has he been to one?
Yeah.
Can anyone remember?
Yeah, but not in the last, I think, 1 year and a half or two.
Well, not in 2005.
Yeah.
So that is more than 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was not in Mar del Plata, was he?
Well, if my memory is correct, he was at KL, Colin Paul.
Which one?
Oh, my Lord.
2000.
Yeah, July 2004.
Right.
Okay. Can I suggest one thing that we've had is the minimum participation levels are set for a period of a year. So maybe we should have it organized at a mid-year point. We can look at everybody's participation, say, okay, you haven't been participating in teleconferences, step that up or not, that kind of thing. And that way you get another 6 months to bring yourself back up, and then every year implement it. So you don't really have to go back. We should really look at from Sao Paulo, Bahia, and see has he met the standard, and if not. And we did send a message earlier, right?
Oh, yes.
So he has had a notice that this is been an issue, so
for several months.
So you're proposing, just to make sure I heard it properly, because it was a little hard there, you're proposing that it's a standing thing to look at the mid-year point at participation.
Yes.
If there's a problem, to say to people, look, there's a problem, we're going to look again in 6 months, and, you know, if it's still a problem, we're going to ask for you to be replaced. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's fairer, because then you can, you know, if there's been a problem like with teleconferences, Alice has had a lot of difficulty being called and getting connected to the teleconferences. So they could be able to say, okay, well, I haven't been on the teleconferences, not because I haven't been sitting waiting for them to call me, but, you know, so that you can find out for sure if it's all somebody is not doing something or if it's a problem that we can try and fix. So it would be unfair to dump somebody just because, you know, they live in a place that's got no bad connectivity.
Just so you know, guys, Susie did find a number from John, but he didn't answer, so she left him a voicemail.
I
thought he threw my headset, so.
I'm here now. Sorry, my
alarm. Oh, you're there. Oh, good, John.
Wonderful.
Hi,
John.
Hi there.
All right. We're just in the issue of minimum. Well, when did you join?
About 5 minutes ago.
So you heard the minutes issue?
No, when I called them, we were talking about Clément and the participation issue.
Okay. So we just made a little correction in your minutes concerning the issue of Jean and hiring her has been discussed. And for the minutes, we just decided that we have you will have to find all that in the minutes. We don't have to repeat that. Now we're
I'm actually minuting the minutes.
Right, the minutes of the minutes. We're just talking about the minimum participation, and there's a proposal by Jacqueline right here. Jacqueline, do you think, who is doing the setup and how often? This general review.
I think you should all good. You know, like, Elak should say, okay, you can get the information from Susie and Nick as the participation, so we do a little sheet that says, okay, and we review everybody's participation.
Yeah, I understood that, but how often? Like, do we do that every half a year?
Yeah.
Sounds good?
Every 6 months.
Yep.
So that's generally approved, then? I should note that as general, mm-hmm. generally accepted.
Very good. And, but dealing with Clément right now, that means we have to take action now, right?
Yes. I think so. Yeah?
Yeah? Is Pierre on again?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I think, shall we give ourselves some more time? But I think the way it is and the report is clear about the minimum participation. So at this point, I think we should just go ahead and take any decision. I mean, so we need to fix this actually. But I didn't really follow the suggestion by
Jacqueline.
I think it was Jacqueline. Yeah, Jacqueline was making an interesting suggestion there, but then I didn't really follow. If I can just have a kind of keyword of it, Jacqueline.
Oh, it's basically that we just, as a committee, look at everybody's participation every 6 months, and if someone is falling short, they're advised. We find out why, if there's a technical problem or whatever, and they get the next 6 months to improve. And if not, at the end of the second 6 months, they go.
Well.
But that.
But I don't know. I mean, maybe we should let everyone say what he thinks, but. My point is, it's clear that we have an issue here with Clément. May not be 6 months, might be even shorter, because as me and even Alice and Annette also, we try to talk to him. And so I would say, I go for your suggestion, but maybe shorten the time frame, not 6 months, but maybe in the coming month.
I think Jacqueline just pointed out we all should be checked generally, as a normal procedure every 6 months, but that for Clément.
Okay.
That we already, pointed out, we wrote to him, so we should take action right away now. Is that right, Jim?
Yeah.
Jacqueline?
That's exactly it.
Okay.
He got an email. He got the session in September and October. With the emails back and forth with him.
Okay, so with the joint help of the ALEC, listing, Hong, you said what has been the last meeting is there. I would just like, after this meeting, I would just like to have a list of meetings when you remember he attended, or at least we all remember he did not attend the 2005-2006 meetings. That is 2 years, and I think that is enough, right? Yes. So, and parallel, we also have the information on the telephone conference calls Susie gave, and so I will have the sad duty of asking for immediate reconsideration of his appointment.
If I may add, I may add something. I briefly discussed this with the head of this non-com, George Sadowski, actually.
Uh-huh.
And, I think the issue is that, okay, we should go ahead and take some action, because we cannot let this go on forever.
Oh, wonderful. George is on our side.
Well, don't quote me on that. But,
but he's not a non-com appointed member. ICANN board.
No, no, he's an ICANN board, you know, appointed member.
Excuse me?
So
what did you say?
An ICANN board.
Yeah, right.
Nominated member. So.
Okay, so
the next step is what, to write the board and say, listen, this is what is going on, and could you revoke his appointment and appoint somebody else?
Exactly, and giving the material we have as information that he did not attend any meeting in 2005 and 2006, and what we know about the telephone calls and so on.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
I will do that together with Nick to make sure that the material is there. Nick, is that fine?
Sure.
All right. Great. So we are through with that?
Yeah, and when it's ready, let me know so that I can discuss it when you send it with him and raise it to the attention of the board.
Oh, yeah, I have to send it to Vint anyhow, and
yeah.
I will send it to the whole admin list as
okay.
CC. Right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are we going to, just a final point on that, do you wish to use the same procedure to recommend a candidate to the board as we are using for the European seat?
Oh, actually, I did not think about that one. No.
Could be logical, obviously.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Ask the FRALO people, and well, I send it out to the also CC to the AMAC list, so you know, so that people know about it. But yeah, I think it is up to the FRALO people, at least, you know, to ask for. Candidates, and of course they have some more time, so it's fine.
Yeah, that was one thing I was going to say in relation to the other one too, actually.
You know, probably I guess. I don't know. We will hear very soon about the report of the region. Yeah, but in basically same procedure. Any objections on that? No.
Well, sorry. The only one thing I want to know is you'll be sending this message to the board. But are you suggesting that you also want to copy this on the other list? I mean, the LS list and the thing. I should think that you should reserve that letter to the.
No. After the board agrees.
Okay.
That
okay.
He has to be reappointed.
All right.
Then. We will send a letter, an email to the FRALO list asking the FRALO people for proposals for a new candidate.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Okay?
Good.
Good.
So, and here we have many new ALS applications, which is really nice, but also work for us. So there are some urgent ones by now as... was it for everyone that small to read, hard to read? I don't know. The track sheet, I had a hard time to make it readable for me. Does everyone has this track sheet Nick put out?
Yes.
Oh, a lot of silence there.
Does silence equal assent?
Hello?
I said, I agree.
All right. Nick, the urgent ones are Tunisia, Barbados, international...
Yeah, the ones that are due, yeah.
Yeah, for...
Well, the ones that are due, you know, the vote deadline is now or about to be now for... well, we're passed on yield, but of course we've gone back to them and asked them to finish their application. Communica.ch, we're well overdue on. The Tunisian Internet Society was 31 December. BIPA is 6 January. So those are the main ones. But then there's four of them before the end of the month, so...
Exactly. So I wondered that we could, you know, go through those of January quickly and really take action right away. And we don't, in your list at least, we don't have any regional advice on those. And I just wanted to make sure that we get this regional advice immediately and find a procedure that you could send out in one email, if that is possible, because or if you set up the voting tool then, to say, okay, for Tunisia, Barbados, International Society, Puerto Rico, and ISOC France. I think ISOC France, actually, we had so many positive comments. I voted, I looked at this like a regional vote, Vittorio. What about you? I mean, I talked them into applying, so I'm fine with that.
Well, same with Tunisia, actually. We know them, and I think that's okay. There should be no problem. I mean,
did
I thought
that. Back to Alice with that?
Yeah, but, well, we didn't really discuss this Tunisian in the chapter, but, well. But I can get back to her and then revert to the group.
And could you do that right away?
Well, although we are in Africa, it may also be difficult for me to get in touch with her. I will try anyway.
No, by email, you know.
Yeah, okay.
And so ISOC France, are you,
Vittorio,
are you happy with ISOC France?
Yes, but with a note. When I was leaving from Sao Paulo, I met Sébastien Bachelet, who is, the chairman of ISOC France, and he told me something like that was an unauthorized application by one member of our council, but it was not meant to be sent, and it's not on behalf of the organization and whatever. So I don't know whether that would have been sorted out. I actually expected that you had been in contact with ISOC France.
Yeah,
I have.
Did they confirm the application as a proper application by the entire organization? Or?
I got a note, a private note just saying they sorted it out.
Okay,
and
yeah,
they didn't withdraw. So we have
yeah, because I told him if they wished to hold their, to withdraw or to suspend their application, just to send a note to that effect. Otherwise, we would assume that it was going ahead. And
okay.
I haven't sent such a note, so.
Okay, then the second issue I have is that, well, among all ISOC chapters, France is the most business-oriented one. So it's mostly been traditionally more of a, more focused on organizations and companies in particular than on individuals. But,
the ISOC France one?
No, I mean, what I knew of the French chapters that they were, for example, strictly cooperating with trade associations or something like that.
Okay.
But at the same time, I think that if they meet the criteria, so if their bylaws are actually made so that individuals elect the council in a reasonable manner and so on, I think we should be fine with them. So in any way, I don't have a problem.
Vittorio, just a proposal, the two of us get together right after the call and we check and we come back to the committee this week.
Yeah, well, I think
okay.
it should be part of the, yeah, if you want, we can do it, but it should be part of the diligence effort, so that should have been sorted out.
Okay, I think we can, the Europeans will just
yeah.
come up with a regional advice within the next 3 days.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. What about the others? Can we get an advice also within 3 days on Barbados, International Society, Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico, North America. America?
Carlos just noted that he has lost the call because of life.
Because of what?
Hello?
Hello?
Is Carlos gone or is he still on?
He's gone. He's following on the mailing list if anyone wants to send updates there.
Did he get dropped or did he just drop off?
He is online, sir.
He is.
But he could not talk because of the noise, right? So we can put him in?
Yeah, I've unmuted his line.
Okay.
He's back.
Hello? 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 Okay, it does not seem to be popular.
We can sort of hear you, caller.
Okay, how do we deal with that now? We agreed here for the Europeans to go back in within 3 days. Pierre tries to do that with Alice, too. What about Barbados and Puerto Rico?
We do Barbados. Puerto Rico is North America. We do Barbados. Let's
yeah, okay,
it.
Barbados.
We do Barbados in...
So
who is
doing the, taking care of Puerto Rico? Hello? No one feels responsible for Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico is North America.
It's John and Wendy.
Puerto Rico is in the Caribbean, but it counts as North America. So it's kind of in between. Because they applied to be part of the L'Aquila, but they're officially in the North America region.
Well, someone has to take care of the application. Wendy, John, are you going to do that?
Yes, we can do that, although I would encourage L'Aquila to admit them anyway, because they said that they speak Spanish, and that's the group they want to join.
Okay. I approve.
Yeah.
So,
it's an interesting question anyway. So because, I mean, maybe the L'Aquila bylaws allows them to join, but I don't know about ICANN.
Yeah, they clearly meet the criteria. We endorse them.
Yeah, anyway, I mean, the fact that we have original diligence is our own internal procedure, so we can actually change it however we like and have Latin America do the diligence rather than North America.
Okay, so L'Aquila will just take care of that application, Barbados and Puerto Rico. Is that fine?
Okay.
Great. Wonderful. So we are through those four, and for facilitating, Nick, could you just make sure that everyone gets the application and the due diligence in one place?
Yes, that will short. There's been a problem with me logging on to the ICANN ALAC library where these are stored. I think that problem is now almost solved. But once it is, I will upload the documents. I mean, I mailed them, but you know, there's a million email messages. I understand. So as soon as they are uploaded, we will send a note round saying they're all there. I do have one question, which is. We have three, in total we have three very old applications, Y-Internet, which is the subject of another agenda item, Yield, which we've already talked about, but communicus.ch is still pending, and the last time I heard, Annette, you were going to go back to Wolf once again and try and get...
Yes, right, I did, sir. I can, you know, just give them a last sort of... Well...
I mean, Wolf is great and all that. I know, but
okay. I will send them another email for the new year. Maybe they are better set up now, you know, to answer. Okay. Hello.
Yeah.
You did not get an answer, right?
On what?
On Yelp, the organization Yelp. We did not get an answer.
Not yet.
So someone could, maybe Pierre could, you know, write again?
Sorry?
Or you, Nick, just saying, okay, you keep in order and I don't know, just refresh that question?
Yeah, I can do.
Okay, great. Okay. Back to the urgent ones we have to vote on. We don't want to wait until the library is accessible anymore again. Could you just send out, you know, for that we have a good overview and it's easy to do, the application and the due diligence in one email?
Sure.
Okay, great. You know, that is the most important so that we have it right there and, you know, can make the regional vote and then go on.
What would you like to do about the actual vote for this month, since we have a number of applications that are due over the course of the month, some at the very end? Do you want to hold one large vote, or...?
Well, I mean, we could just do the four organizations and set up a vote for this. Do you also already have a knowledge about the voting tool of Jean?
Yeah, she sent around a vote arrangement tool, which we can arrange that, or you all can arrange that. Obviously, if I'm going to set it up, I just would like you all to decide that we should, since voting is a pretty important business. I take note that there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, 4.
6 things due before the end of the month at this point.
No, 4.
Excluding the 3.
5. North America, there's one. No. Well, including the 3.
Usuaria, people who...
But we are not voting on the other 3.
Because the vote deadline is the end of this month, you realize.
Yeah, but I thought we extended that deadline by asking them. We stopped the process, right?
Not for Usuaria, no.
Not for?
Not for Usuaria, people who ISOC France, Internet, Puerto Rico, DEPA, Tunisian Internet Society. Those are all...
Yeah, of course, but these are the four organizations. Is there a misunderstanding?
That would be 6.
Am I blind? We're talking about Tunisia, Barbados, Puerto Rico, and France.
And people who and Usuaria are also the 27th and the 29th of the month.
Oh, okay. So who is taking care of those? People who? North America? Wendy John? Hello? Oh. Wendy? John? Paul gone?
No, I'm here.
Wendy?
Probably she's muted.
Do we have a technical problem here, or is there, does someone see anything on the email list?
The operator.
I approve all the applications proposed.
John? Is John here?
This is the operator. John Levine is online.
This is strange. So...
I've left a standing approval of every application, every group that applies.
Yeah, that is a procedure not shared by everyone. So I would like to know if John is also involved in that. Or at least he's not answering. Could you just take care of the fact that you and Alan and the 3 of you are just coming up with a vote within 3 days? Is that okay?
Sure.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who is on there?
Siavash.
Okay, everyone else is there, but not John, okay? Anyhow, Wendy, could you make that sure?
Sorry, what, just...
Just come back with a regional vote within 3 days with Alan and John. I don't know what about Alan,
though. We'll send a message to them to submit their recommendations.
Okay, great. And the same would be true then, Nick, of course, to send out the due diligence application for these two organizations too. So we also have Usuaria from Latin America, Caribbean, the Clean, Carlos, Jose. You take care of this one too, right? So who is the Clean?
Hi, this is Jose, and I believe that we can take care of that, but the thing is that I'm new, I wasn't at Sao Paulo, I just don't know the procedure right now, but I'll check it with Jacqueline and Carlos, and I believe that we can do that on time. There will be no problem with that.
Great, thank you, Jose. All right.
Sorry, guys, we got dropped.
Okay.
So I don't know what I missed for the minute.
Nick, we just decided that Wendy is trying to get back with Alan and John on the People Who, and Jose just said that he's going back with Jacqueline and Carlos on the Usuaria, and you are also, of course, sending out the application and due diligence form to the whole list on these organizations, too.
Okay, so Alan and John on the two NA apps, and the Lacrallo and the NA people, I guess, on the on ISLA Puerto Rico, and I'm sending out applications.
Well, the whole list from Tunisia down to Usuaria, the six organizations, the Europeans will take care of the and all the other sororities involved. Okay?
Got it.
Anything else? Hello?
Mm-mm.
Nick?
Yes.
Okay. Is that fine?
No, it's fine for me.
Okay.
I've got it now.
Okay, I thought you said something. It's really hard to
understand
here. And you're also then setting up the voting tool.
Yes, if you are directing me to do it, I will do it.
No, I cannot think. Okay.
That's the decision for me to set the vote. When do you want it to start and end?
Well, we want to start, if we get the regional votes done this week, we should start right away on Monday, I think. Is that okay with everyone? And then we have 1 week for vote.
Yeah.
That's fine. Any objections? Okay. Nick, that's fine?
Nothing.
Perfect. So, we can go on to the regional development quickly. Just a quick overview, because I think this is a report we could write if there's something longer, just rather if there are special initiatives going on. What about the new Lacrallo? How is it doing?
Jose, do you want to do it or do you want me to do it? Or Carlos?
Are they on? Are they muted?
Sounds like Carlos is back.
Okay, Jose and Carlos. Jacqueline, maybe you just go ahead.
Okay. Well, as you know, we've gotten the representatives right here. We sent the email to Richard Bullock.
Excuse me, it's very hard to hear you. Could you speak really loud and clear?
Sure, sorry. Carlton, who is the Secretariat, is working on getting our translations done for the mailing list.
Uh-huh.
And that's about it so far.
Well, translation, if that works, that would be a big help also for others, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Nick is working with him on that. I'm not sure where they are with regard to getting approval to buy the software that we identified.
I've just got to talk to him. Carlton and I just need to have a talk about it so that I completely understand what the options are, and then we see, you know, which one to try. We'll start with.
Okay, I think just if you have news on that, you know, just let everyone else know, though, so that we can, you know, learn from what Lekvelo has done, because that would be helpful for all the others, too.
Absolutely. That's my ultimate hope, is that we can get something that can be used for many regions.
Okay, great. So, Jacqueline, anything to add up on, or is that it fine, and we could continue with Asia?
That's fine.
Okay, great. Asia, you had a telephone conference this very morning, right?
Last week.
Oh, well,
last week.
Well, just go ahead.
What we're doing?
Well, I don't know if you can do it as well. We had a discussion, I guess, and one of the major themes of discussion was whether we wanted to have the ALSs signed individually or try to incorporate the whole thing. There was some discussion of what, you know, ICANN would accept and whatnot. But my understanding is that at this point, people were, you know, happy to get this thing formed, maybe just by having the ALS sign and let the organization evolve in the future, you know, in maybe, you know, whatever direction it takes. That's sort of my understanding. And then there was also going to be a meeting in Bali, and I'd like to ask Nick, you know, after the discussion, you know, how the travel plans are proceeding, you know, whether we can count on going there or whether we should count more on having a teleconference.
Just let me know when you all want me to talk about that.
Okay, now, I've probably left out some things. Does Hong want to add?
Well, first, I would like to ask, you said you discussed if ALSs are signing individually or if you're going to incorporate the whole thing. Did you talk about incorporation as an organization, incorporating? That was the alternative?
Yes, but there wasn't a whole lot of support for it, you know, okay. As I understood it. I mean, at this time, because, you know, the whole continent or continents that form this Asia-Pacific, you know, is so varied that it's going to take a long time to get anything, you know, coordinated, you know, to have you know, really cohesive body that could be incorporated. So maybe at this time, maybe we should just follow the Latin American Caribbean model of, you know, having individual ALS is fine and then take it from there. I mean, this is, you know, I was the one who was pushing for it, having one unique organization, you know, instead of ALS is signing, but then I guess I changed my mind. I yielded.
Hong, you want to add up on that?
Well, there's not much to supplement. Well, just a summary, we have two conference calls, one at end of December, another is at the beginning of January, January the 4th. And thanks to the help of Nick, we managed to organize a couple of large structures. And we are talking and reviewing the draft MOU with a large structure. So it seems it's proceeding well. And we're going to have a meeting at end of February in Bali at the time of APRICOT meeting. For the incorporation issue, I believe what Sarwish talked about is very, very important and deserves our attention. Because Izumi is not here and he didn't attend the second conference call, so we too cannot speak on his behalf. We don't know what he's thinking about that. So possibly we need more time to discuss and think about this issue.
Talking about the whole issue of communication, now it is getting more and more complicated as the good news are that we have probably soon VELOS in place, but the communication is not getting easier. It would be nice and helpful if there are important documents, if you still would just put them on the ALAC list to, you know, just ask your CC to let us know if you have some minutes there or documents or something, so that not each of us has to go into a regional list to, you know, read all through and find a document if there is some or not.
Yes, this is such a good idea, especially we are looking at what is happening in Europe, and are you really going to incorporate the RELO? It's a very interesting idea. We're watching that.
Okay, yeah, I think, could we just agree on this, because I think that would make things much more efficient if we, you know, have, as soon as we reach a point where we have documents or have questions about documents, that we put it on an ALAC list.
May I just make one suggestion which might actually be more useful? Shortly, the regional wikis will be accessible not only to those who have editing privileges, but to anyone else on a read-only basis. And each regional wiki contains the evolution, the meeting notes, and the document revisions for all the different RELO formation exercises. So what I would suggest is that I accelerate IT's making those sites accessible, and then simply, as things are added of this nature, send a note to the ALAC list saying, if you go to this page, you will find new meeting notes and a new document revision and this sort of thing. As otherwise, we will just be, I mean, we can email around documents, but then people have to go back and look for them, whereas the wiki is always there.
Well, Nick, you may, I say, myself, as I'm not a member of some EU, but I may able to log in by using my own username to the European RELO page. Is the case?
Well, that is what's imminently to happen. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Still,
like in the next couple of days kind of scenario.
I think most people do not want to, you know, just by accident check if there is something and recheck, but as soon as if there is something really important done and where you have something where you know that it concerns also other organizations, we just should put it on the ALAC list. That's all. So it.
Well, all I was suggesting is that I would send an email saying there is something new about this and that on this page.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
So you still would get notified, as it were. You wouldn't have to go look to find the new things.
Okay. Well, so I think we can go on. Is that fine? Siavash, Hong? Oh, no. There is the question of Siavash talking about travel stuff.
Yes. Would you like me to do that now?
Quick.
Yes. We are in the process of just finalizing who wishes to come to the meeting, needs travel support or doesn't need travel support, and we're just chasing down the last few people, which is pretty much the last stage of preparing the travel budget, or enough of one to, you know, go ahead with. And the other budget items for video conferencing and the rooms and stuff, we've pretty much got. We do have to check with the hotel on the cost of the rooms for those needing travel support. But anyway, this is only a matter of a few days.
But could we get it within a week, because we sort of have to really know.
Yes, well, yeah, because also, it, people need to plan, and it gets more expensive to buy tickets anyway. So.
Yeah.
But yes, of course, Ned, and there may be other logistic issues, such as we may need the invitation letter.
May I interrupt and say all these organizational logistic issues you can deal via email right after this call, as we would like to finish 4:10?
Okay.
Okay? So, Africa?
Well, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I think as far as Africa is concerned, there is some background here to provide. In fact, a background information. We actually suggested a kind of project that will help us, you know, organize a meeting of all ALS, you know, somewhere in Africa, and to actually further engage with them, but also have an MOU agreed on and see how we also further on deal with, you know, ICANN and the rest. But then in the meantime, Nick also offered his assistance. He sent over the LACRO, the MOU from the LACRO law.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now we are in the process of actually organizing a teleconferencing with all the LSEs. And we are supposed to do this before end of January. What we want to discuss there is actually to agree on a final MOU. Then that will be discussed with ICANN. And also further engage with the community. The target being that this AFRALO should be formally established, you know, by Lisbon, meaning in 2 months' time, I think. So this is where we are right now. We are still trying to get hold of 2 or 3 ALS that are not responding.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think Nick has been assisting on that. He may add any details. But that's where we are so far.
Great. Any questions? No?
No.
Europe? Tutorial?
Yeah, well,
shall I?
Basically, yeah, if you like. I mean, the point is that I think we are at the same point where we were before Sao Paulo, so we need to restart the bylaws agreement process and close it down so that we can get to Lisbon and sign them.
Exactly.
May I make a suggestion in that vein?
Hmm?
What I would suggest is that we actually have similar meetings for the European ALS community in Lisbon as we had in Sao Paulo for the LAC region. Reserve, you know, a fair amount of time for meetings so that we could get everyone around the table and conclude the MOU in a like fashion.
Yeah, I think it could be a good idea. On the other hand, I wouldn't run the risk, I mean, knowing the level of smart people that always want to push something of their own into these documents in Europe, I think that it would be a risk to get to the very last moment with too many open issues. So if we could at least try to get rid of some of those issues online, then maybe we can do that for the MOU, for example, for the last details, but... Still, I think we should try to do as much work as possible online.
Oh, sure. I'm not saying we shouldn't do any. I just thought that would be a good way to be pretty sure we would be finished.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Nick. We go on with your proposal, and we will then discuss that later on more precisely after the teleconference. That is a good proposal, I think, Victoria. But I agree with Vittorio that we should, you know, get it basically done before.
Sure.
North America.
We're here.
No news? Nothing new?
Other than the flurry of email from the Canadians who wanted a large, complicated conference. I have located all of the existing ALSs, including the two that signed up a long time ago. Both claim they're still interested. Other than that, no activity.
All right. Not really all right, but okay. Victoria, you just about the new EU ALS member, it is sent out, and the deadline for proposals is the 16th of January, and we hope, you know, that we have a good proposals coming up, and then we come back to the ALAC committee on that. Actually, these proposals will be sent right to the committee.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Honestly, I would hope that we could find someone who is broadly supported by the URL so that we can have some hope that he or she gets reconfirmed in Lisbon. Otherwise, we just postpone someone just for a month. But that's
yeah, that's the risk. Yeah. But at least we also clarified that risk, you know, by writing.
Yeah, it's fine. I think the procedure is fine.
I agree. Okay.
One question, though, I would just wonder, is 8 days enough time to give people to apply? Maybe it is. I just noted that was a pretty short span of time.
Yeah, well, I think that we should try to push the issue on the URL list and try to ensure that at least a good number of people apply so that we have a good choice.
It is coming up for proposals, and the issue is that the time is probably a very short time, so we have to, you know, don't go through a real long procedure, but rather short. So we agree that this should be all right. Okay.
Oh, I did forward that around to the other regions, that there was an opening in Europe, and said if you know anyone in Europe who would be a good person, let them know.
Great. Okay, as we want to not have a 2 hours meeting but shorter than that, I would like to say that we discuss the issue of studies later, but I really want to make sure that we get something done here and want to find out some people because who are responsible for this and setting up something, because I really think we should also to Lisbon not only show organizational improvements but also really on content something. So just the question, is there something you really would like to focus on, and could we discuss that then on the list? Does anyone have the idea what the ALEC should focus on this year? Talking about studies, Paul? Okay, no big idea here in the room right now. I will send out an email and ask for proposals so that we can work on that. Is that fine? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Hong, that was a huh? Okay. New timeline for domain guide. Nick, did that work out?
I don't have any news from Denise because she's just come back yesterday, and we haven't had a chance to talk about it yet. So once I have some news, I'll send it around.
Okay.
Could I make a comment? I just edited the part about the domain guide in the wiki. Could other people look at it? Because it's possible that my memory wasn't entirely accurate. So I'd like to ask other people to look at the editing I did for the domain guide discussion we had in Sao Paulo. That's on the Thursday meeting of ICANN, of ALAC in Sao Paulo.
Well, as far as I understood, John wanted to take the lead you know, taking care that all the positions of ALEC people are, expressed in the new domain guide and that we have until summer to finish it. That was the idea. Devash, is that fine?
Yeah, that's the impression I have. Well, okay, of course, he said that if I remember correctly, I guess he wanted to have the support of the committee, and I suppose, do that. I mean, I don't know if he needed other support, like staff support or what.
John?
He's here. He can probably.
John?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, I'm still willing to coordinate it. I mean, I think I should be able to get something together in the next few weeks.
So, Nick, you go back to Denise with the question of that we can get it done, can do it under the lead of Don until the summer. That is the basic, most important question right now for us. Okay?
I will indeed.
Okay, wonderful. So, I really want to go to the issue of work. Hello?
Sorry, Annette, I have to go in 5 minutes. So, how many items is left?
Oh, we have the working structures, the tools, the running of website we already dealt with. We just have to clarify if Nick or I am going to write to Denise, or can you do that?
I do have a something to consider on that point, which is that if there is a contractor or a member of staff who is updating that website, then they become subject to the same review by the legal staff as if that website were one of ICANN's sites. And my understanding of the ICANNALAC.org site is that that ALAC felt it was important to have a site independent of the review process so that they could, you know, not have to wait for legal review of what was posted and all the rest of it. And I just wanted to remind people that if you have people who are paid by ICANN, then legal has to go through that whole, then it has to go through the whole legal process.
But we've been paying Larry all along.
That's not changing content, though.
Well, I thought of a hair split, but if that's how legal feels, okay.
So let's pay Gene for managing the, along with Larry, the set up of the website.
If the content is being changed and someone is being paid by ICANN to change it, it will have to go through legal. That is the advice I've been given.
So let's pay Jean only for the service. We'll pay her only for the service of adding pre-existing content to the website. And if she chooses to volunteer her services of editing some of that content, she may do so, but that's not part of her contract.
Sounds great. Wendy, could you write that down and just email to us as
sure.
a little proposal?
Okay.
What to hire her on? Okay?
Sure.
No objections on that? Perfect.
I'm not sure about it, but I have to think about it, so I'll think about it in a while.
Guys, I can go back with that, but I doubt that's going to fly. I'm just being honest with you. People will see through that.
So
I'm sorry. Maybe you'll get lucky, but I doubt it.
John, do you have any other proposal on that?
Not right at the moment. I guess we'll have to think about it.
Okay.
Gene was working on it both as a member of the website committee and then as the VP outreach, because that was part of the responsibility of the vice chair outreach.
No,
so
she
once
was
we
not
get our
vice chair outreach. Okay.
Huh?
She was not vice chair of outreach. We did not have a vice chair of outreach. She was the communication and website person. We decided that outreach is an issue important for everyone.
Well, the vice of communication and whatever.
Yeah.
That was her. I thought that was why that was where it fell into her thing. So if we get when we get our vice. That could possibly transfer to whoever that person would be. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah.
So that would be a new proposal.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't quite capture that one as a proposal.
Kathleen? Hello? Kathleen? Is Kathleen off?
Okay, if I understood correctly, what Jacqueline was suggesting was that it could be part of a vice chair job to do this. Did I understand that correctly?
That's what I thought he meant, but I'm not exactly sure because, as we said, we wanted to have Dean for this interim period of time to continue this. I don't know if that exactly was her proposal. I think so, yes.
Well, maybe in the long run, maybe that's what she meant. I don't know.
I think she's talking right now, is she?
She might be on the other line, I think, or something like that.
Okay, I don't know. How do we deal with that now? So we have to talk about the issue of web tools. I think we should postpone that to the list.
May I just ask one question in relation to that on the member click side? Annette and I, we spoke, and is there one or two or however many of you that could at a specific time see the member clicks demo? Because I'm you know, we don't have anything at the moment, and it would be a great improvement. So I'm kind of keen that if it's not suitable, we try something else sooner rather than later. And, you know, if the committee doesn't want to look at it as a whole, if even a couple people could look at it, I think that would be helpful.
Wendy, you have been involved in all these web tool issues? Are you interested in looking at it? This is really strange. Is there everyone on here?
Well, Annette,
I'm with you.
Yeah, well, Annette, I have to go. It's 10 a.m. I have another meeting. I have to run. I'm back on the list.
Okay, Hong, would you just give an input on the other missing issues? It is the budget committee, it is the vice chairs, it is
about the our study and research.
Yes,
let's discuss on the list.
Study we already decided to put on the list. You don't want to be by chance part of the budget committee or become a vice chair or something?
We have a budget committee, right? It's John, Jacqueline, and you.
Yeah, we have to
reconfirm that. I'm okay
right.
With you.
Yeah, well,
you should go ahead.
Anyway, not everyone is here, so if we want to do any appointment, we should do it on the list anyway.
Yes, sure, but we are just discussing it, so that's all I wanted to ask.
Okay, so, well, wish you all the best. Okay.
All right, Tom. Bye-bye, then.
Have a nice day.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, Wendy, are you there or not? Did Wendy drop off?
I'm listening with about half an ear. I'm sorry. I went for an hour-long call.
Okay. Here is the issue. Just Nick asked about the member clicks demo, if people are interested, and I said you were interested in the web tool issue up to now, so are you interested in this, getting an appointment for the member clicks demo?
I would love to hear off list what member clicks is and why I should be interested in a demo. It seems that we have lots of web tools. Social text is a more interesting web tool to me than other things. But I won't burden my call with that discussion.
Okay, do we put the member click issue on as the whole web tool, communication tool thing on the list after discussion?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. No objections on that? All right, online. So, there was the proposal for the budget committee just to... Well, I just think we have to ask for people who volunteer. Jacqueline, you want to continue?
Yeah, I can do that.
John?
Yes, that's fine.
Fine. And anyone else? Is everyone fine with those and the chair? The three of us there? Again?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Everyone is fine with the old budget committee to just reconfirm it. Are there no objections? No objections. Same committee, but it is open for other people if they want to join, like those who did not take part in the call.
So who would that be, just so I can record that?
Oh, that would be Alan and Izumi. They could be asked. Okay.
But I mean, who's on the budget committee now, I guess?
Jacqueline, John, Annette. Okay. For the vice chair issue, we have a proposal by Alan. Actually, he made not only this, but he also talked about the liaison and made a proposal on that. Oh, where is the internal? Excuse me, there was also the internal. I dropped that one. Sorry, Vittorio?
Well, no problem. It's all together.
Internal procedure. So yeah. We have these two issues there, internal procedure and vice chairs.
Yeah, well, internal procedures were just that, as we discussed in Sao Paulo, we should start to have some written procedures, so that, especially for appointing officers and so on, so that we don't have to discuss them again once a year when we get to the moment of the elections. Because I think that in Sao Paulo it was a bit hard for everyone to have to discuss the substance and the procedure at the same time.
Yeah. Well, we have to find now a procedure for the internal procedure now to discuss it, and the vice chair and the liaison.
We have
your proposal written. We have Alan's proposal written.
Yeah, I think, well, what I expect you to do is that, I volunteered basically to write a sort of one-page draft of procedures that we can then discuss and agree upon. So that was my idea. The vice chair's issue is separate from that, since we have to appoint them as soon as possible. So since I guess it will take some more time to agree on procedures, we should do it separately with the procedures we have now. But at the same time, I think we should just discuss about the vice chair's roles and who we want to appoint as that, and then in parallel we will work on the written procedures for the future.
Okay. So should we set a deadline to discuss your internal, the proposal for internal rules, is that?
As you like. I mean, my plan was basically to take all the input that was received until today on the list and write a first draft in the next few days.
I know, but there was not that much.
Yeah, no,
there
of course.
Well,
it's a draft, so everything I can write into a draft can be completely rewritten.
Sure.
There is some of this, the stuff from the Sao Paulo meeting is might be useful to you, Vittorio.
Yeah, well, basically I didn't want to invent anything, so my plan was to incorporate the things we decided in Sao Paulo and all the rest.
So I did put all that stuff down.
Yeah, okay, so if you can
luckily.
Send it to me. Yeah.
So what is the proposal here?
No, he's saying that he wrote down the procedures we agreed in Sao Paulo for the election of the chair and so on.
They're all on the wiki.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but your list is much more precise, so I think that is very helpful.
Yeah, so we put everything together, so I'm just compiling.
Yes. Yeah, what do you think would be a useful time range to deal with that?
Oh, well, it depends on the discussion. So, I mean, I plan to post the draft as soon as possible, then... if we all agree on it, we can agree on it immediately, and if we don't, it will take 2 months. Who knows?
Okay, decision here is you just add what has been discussed already, put it up again, and then we try to, discuss it within 10 days and finalize
it. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Good. Vice Chair is here. And liaison. There is the proposal of Ellen. Some people reacted to that positively. We also sent a little mail after that saying, trying to be a little bit more precise. Any comments on that?
Sorry, I missed
you. I had more or less the same proposal earlier, you know, but the, you know, preferably going from making appointments from the ALAC, but for the board, being able to make appointments from past members as well, because, you know, for appointment to the board, I think that anybody who be appointed should be somebody who has had experience with ALAC itself, either an ALAC member or a recent member. I think that makes sense. Otherwise,
I wouldn't limit it to that if the ALAC, you know, agrees and they know the person from somewhere, I don't know where, and they just think it's a great person, so. But,
I don't know. If it's an ALAC liaison, then I don't know. How is that person going to reflect what's happening in ALAC there? He or she has never been a member of ALAC and doesn't attend ALAC meetings.
Well, no. The liaison person has to attend the ALAC meeting. I wrote a letter, an email just before this meeting saying, well, this is exactly the part we have to make sure that, like the liaison, like Brett, he was a liaison, but he was taking part in the GNSO meetings and in the ALAC meetings. This is the crucial point.
Well, I would suggest that we say that the same minimum participation requirements that apply to ALAC members apply to liaisons as well, even if they are not members of the ALAC.
Very good.
I can certainly ask that question, but I think I know the answer is that ICANN would pay the cost necessary for that person to attend the meeting. I'm almost sure of it because, if you were the board liaison, you would be at board meetings, and there would be face-to-face board meetings, and you'd be there, and those are at ICANN meetings, so you'd be there anyway. If you were the GNSO liaison, they have meetings at ICANN meetings, so you'd be there. So I would be surprised if the answer weren't yes. I'll double check, but I would be surprised.
But what happens if the ALAC wants to have two or even three liaisons? And it's getting more and more difficult, right? I guess. But I don't think we have to finalize this right here. Is there a procedure we have for setting up a list? I think what Vittorio said, let's apply the minimum requirement rule for participation also to the liaisons. That really makes sense. No objections on that? Okay. And then the question, how many are possible and the procedure for that?
I guess we have three permanent liaisons, and then we may have, working groups to which we may appoint people from time to time.
Yeah, technically speaking, the liaisons are only those who are seen in the bylaws, so the board liaison, the GNSO liaison, and so on, while the others are task force members and so on. But in practice, I think that, you go case by case, so you say we want to appoint this person, and then if at any point in time I can decide that they have a problem with our budget, they will just say so, and we decide what to do. So I wouldn't, as we say in Italy, break my head before it gets broken. So.
All right. So you would just say, okay, let's use the gray zone and say, okay, normally people will come from the ALAC. If not, but we have to recheck
with the item that this works out if there's, for example, a second liaison who is not an ALAC member.
Okay.
So that's, you're proposing that ordinarily liaisons would be ALAC committee members, but they wouldn't have to be. Is that, am I understanding correctly?
Well, I mean, first we check within the ALAC, and if we think it makes more sense to get someone else, you know, we have to check, and if that is more than one, we already have one person now who probably will be soon not an ALAC member, but a liaison, that is Vittorio. So if we have someone, you know, another position, and it might happen the same, so we have to make sure that ICANN is fine with that. It's not like, you know, there is no limit to it. We just, you know, have to, it hasn't been tested yet.
And then, of course, the other question would be, when will the committee be informed that, you know, there's these positions are being selected, and what, if any, involvement will they have in it, even if it's only expressing a view? All I'm getting at is basically what I said on the email list, that whatever it is that you decide, you would want to let the community know what it is so that they hopefully are accepting of it.
Yeah, what I do is that once we agree on a draft document or procedures, we put it out for public comment and see what comes out of it, and especially ask for a comment by the RILOS.
Are we talking about the same issues right now? One is internal rules?
Everyone, I have to leave now.
Yeah, I think that almost everyone has to leave.
Jacqueline, before you leave, are you also fine with the paper of Ellen? You added something there, too?
Well, I just sent an email like about the notes from the discussion that we had in January of 2006, which had
I didn't hear you. Say it again, please.
What?
I couldn't hear you.
Yeah. Sorry, in January 2006, when we were preparing for the first chair vote, we had an extensive discussion, and I just dug out the, I just emailed back the list of responsibilities and stuff that we had agreed on in, I think it was January 20th or something like that. So we agreed on before the vote in Jan in 2006. That was actually in February.
Okay, I didn't get it yet, but
this is in the minutes, I'm guessing?
There was a set of emails back and forth.
Well, I think if we pick up that, Siavash just said he's fine with that proposal. Other people, I mean, shall we go on with that? What sort of deadline do we set? Siavash?
Yeah, what exactly are you referring to now? I mean,
to the vice chair procedure.
Okay, so what was my suggestion? I mean, which suggestion? I mean, at what time? I mean, recently I didn't make a suggestion. I had a suggestion in the old times. My suggestion was not to have a, you know, well, I felt that, you know, you could have people, you know, helping you or assisting you on separate issues, and have a sort of a, maybe just a low-key vice chair to, you know, substitute for you when occasion arises. I mean, I don't see any other use for the vice chair, personally. I think we have just too many issues, different kinds of issues. You know, you could have, you know, people, you know, helping out on different issues. That was my old theory. I mean, I still believe it. And I think Alan had sort of similar ideas.
as well.
I'm not sure how to minute this conversation, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, I have to go, so I'll reply back on email, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Jacqueline.
Bye, Jacqueline.
John, you said something about the vice chairs?
Nothing beyond sort of endorsing Alan's thought, but I think Siavash's suggestion is fine.
Any other statement? So is that the central opinion? We support the paper of Alan, the basic position he set up, and what Siavash just said, rather low-key and separate issues. Supporting where it's necessary, like replacing and everything. Do we have a deadline to ask for?
Is there a deadline for what was that?
Oh, to ask for these positions. To ask for these functions, rather, state. Siavash, have you made that more precise proposal? May I ask you again?
Okay. Well, you asked me for a deadline or for to make the proposal more accurate?
Both. The whole procedure.
Well, I don't know about
procedure.
The deadline, but the procedure, I think I stated it clearly. What I meant was I don't see a strong need for a vice chair other than having someone who would substitute for the chair when the occasion arises, you know. If the chair is ill or, you know, has to be away for some reason. This is my personal feeling. I think different issues, different people should come in and help out, you know.
Yeah, and if I may, given the difficulty of working out areas of, I mean, actual substantial delegation from the chair to vice chair, that happened in the past, so that you were never sure about what to create and which issues and whatever. It might be a good solution to, I mean, cut it short, so we just find someone who's willing to perform that tiny role of substituting the chair when unavailable and appoint him or her. And then if we need, we might want to do other delegations if we agree on them. But at least we get rid of the vice chair issue.
I'm not sure if I heard everything exactly, Vittorio.
Yeah, basically I agree with Siavash. So we should just appoint a vice chair with the only mission of substituting you when you are unavailable. And then if you want to do other delegations, such as, for example, appointing someone with responsibilities of outreach or communications or something, we do it separately.
Okay.
I said on that one.
What was that?
I mean, I think that's sort of no idea. I like it.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Nick, did you get it?
I think so.
Great. So are there any objections on that? Statements of Siavash and Vittorio and Pierre and John? If not, great.
Now we have to find someone.
Yes, we do have to find someone, but we could ask that question right here, but I think it makes more sense to, you know, put that on the list.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay. Perfect. So there is just a whole list of issues I said we want to discuss on the online discussion, and I just want to make sure. External review. Who gives an introduction to that? Do we have a timeline and all this? Nick, do you have more information on that you could give us?
No, though I don't really understand what an introduction, what you mean there.
You know what this is all about, how it works, and so on and so on. Because we did not go, at least I've never experienced that thing, so, you know. As soon as we have some more information,
as soon as I get any, I'll let you know. I mean, it may be that that Vittorio and I both get more information sort of simultaneously.
Okay, could we just put in brackets Vittorio and Nick, just taking care of the keeping the ALEC updated on this?
Because yeah, I think what you're going to see happen is similar to the public consultation that is now going on about the external review of the NOMCOM, which you may have seen announced in the last week or something, where there's been a public consultation has been started saying, here are the draft terms of reference. Does anyone think we should incorporate other things or change some of these things? And then when that's over, those become the terms of reference for the review. So my suspicion is that we will have the same thing happen when it's our turn.
All right.
And we'll have more than a little advance warning of that, I think.
By the way, as you're talking about NOMCOM, Nick, could you be so kind and just make a list of the vacancies which the NOMCOM is looking for this year, as we were all asked to find qualified people on for all these functions?
They have put that up already. It's on ICANN.org.
On the website.
But it would be nice just to have an email forwarded to the ALAG, to the different regions and so on, just to, you know, make sure that they are looking for it.
Yeah.
Okay, just a little email and a link. Is that fine?
Sure.
By the way, we are approaching 2 hours.
I just wanted to make sure now that we have the last responsibilities clarified for the online discussion. Okay, I will just take all the list, the whole list of the online discussion. You have it, Nick?
I have it from the agenda.
Yeah, from the agenda, and you can put it in the minutes too, as this is something we have to discuss.
Well, I will take anything that is, there's a list of unscheduled items, agenda items, in the wiki, and I will incorporate anything new into that list from here.
Yeah, but just, you know, let's be part of the minute so that we know that we have to clarify those things. Right?
Yes.
For that telephone company. Okay. Any other questions?
I think I had a couple of things, but we covered them all.
Great, wonderful, this is what this call is for. So if there are not any other issues, we just have to clarify when is the next telephone conference call. Are we changing always to Tuesday now?
Okay.
I'm fine with that. Any objections?
No.
No. So next call will be on Tuesday. Nick, that is when then?
When we worked it out.
Nick?
What was that?
The next telephone conference
next
call
next telephone conference.
Will be Tuesday. So the next one?
Something.
So I guess it would be the 6th of February, right? That's the first Tuesday.
6th of February, yeah.
All right. So, I thank you all very much.
Thank you.
And wish you a very nice day and a happy new year.
Okay.
And special greetings
bye-bye.
To our Latin American newcomers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling the Digital Replay Service.